masked savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. Dear listeners, today we'll talk about a very interesting topic, that is du'as, supplication about Mahdawiyyah. A very warm welcome, Dr. Karimi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Thank you so much for accepting the invitation.
My pleasure.
Have a very tough schedule and still you come to the studio. It's our pleasure to have you always. Dr. Karimi, we were talking about the supplications related to Mahdawiyyah, and the last supplication that we discussed was the Dua Ilahi Azum al-Bala, in which it had three parts. The first part was talking about the calamities during occultation, and then was the blessing part on Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. And the ending part was again seeking rescue and refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you said that under the title of Faraj, we have so many duas that are may not necessarily related to the reappearance of Imam, that may be related to the relief or rescue from the calamities that you are surrounded with. So in the content of this dua, the dua Ilahi Azzam al-Bala, we said that the second part of the dua was almost related to tawassul on Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his family. Then you said there are some claims from the Wahhabi scholars. I would want you to explain those.
Sure. In the ending part of this dua, we address our Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, and Imam Ali alayhi salam. Ya Muhammad, ya Ali, ya Muhammad, O Muhammad, O Ali, O Ali, O Muhammad. Of course, again, regarding this, even some Wahhabis, they have said that we are not allowed to call upon those people who have passed away. We are not going to deal with that now. But the main point is in the following part where we say, اكفياني فإنكما كافيان. Still, we are addressing the Prophet and Imam Ali, peace be upon them. Suffice me, that is you, both of you, Imam Ali and the Prophet, فَإِنَّكُمَا كَافِيَانَ, because you both are sufficient. وَانْصَرَانِي فَإِنَّكُمَا نَاصَرَانَ, help me, for you are my helpers. Mm-hmm. Now, they say that this is a kind of shirk and polytheism, because according to the explicit verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ, Allah is enough, sufficient for the servants. But here, you Shia are addressing the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam and call them kafiyan,
as sufficient. For us, yeah.
So there is a kind of contradiction, which means that beside God, you believe in two human beings as being sufficient for you. And this is against that explicit verse of the Quran, and it is a kind of polytheism. Now, to answer this misconception, first of all, it is very strange and weird that when it comes to the dua, they just stick to one phrase and ignore all the other parts. We begin the dua like this, Ilahi or Allahumma azum al balad. So the first word which we say in this dua is, O my Lord. So we are putting emphasis on the fact that independently speaking, we are asking our requests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another part, we say, addressing God, وَأَنْتَ الْمُسْتَعَانِ, O Allah, you are the one from whom help is sought. وَإِلَيْكَ الْمُشْتَكَى, and toward you the complaints are made. وَعَلَيْكَ الْمُعَوَّلُ فِي الشِّدَّةِ وَالرَّخَى, and in you we trust in the times of difficulty. So in all these cases, we are talking to God.
Yeah.
Even when we want to refer to those intermediaries, like the Prophet and his progeny, again, we begin by saying Allahumma. In the famous phrase for salawat, we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So if you're going to respect the Prophet and his progeny, we are asking God to send blessings upon Prophet and his progeny. Then we refer to the fact that why these people are important. أُولِي الْأَمْرِ الَّذِينَ فَرَضْتَ عَلَيْنَا طَاعَتَهُمْ. The reason that these people are highly regarded by us is because of the fact that you, O God, فَرَضْتَ عَلَيْنَا طَاعَتَهُمْ. You commanded us to obey them. You see, in all these cases, monotheism is very clear. Even if as Muslims we are obeying the Prophet, obeying the Imam, it is because of the fact that God has commanded us to do so. وَعَرَّفْتَنَا بِذَلِكَ مَنْزَلَتَهُمْ. Oh God, you made us aware of their position. So the first point is that unfortunately these people do not consider all the phrases of this dua, which are full of lessons about monotheism. Even if there is any kind of position, status for the Prophet, for the Imams, it is because of the fact that they are given all these virtues and merits by God. Thank you for referring to the concept of tawassul. Yes, one of the very clear verses is in chapter Maida, verse 35, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَابْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةَ. O the faithful, be wary of Allah and seek for a wasila, for a means. This wasila is referring to those people who are respected before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely. There's a huge difference between the personality of us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, there's a huge difference. We cannot reach him, so like, he's not so accessible without these intermediaries, obviously.
Sure. So Dr. Karim, I'll be talking to you about that. Here we need to take a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we are talking about the supplications related to Mahdawiyyat.
We need intermediaries. There are so many verses in Quran which talk about the tawassul itself, so we cannot deny all those ayahs as well.
Now, talking about that word, because they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Allah is kafi.
Kafi is sufficient.
He is sufficient. Now, here in this dua, you say that Prophet Muhammad and Imam Ali al-Islam, they are also kafi or kaf. They are sufficient, and there is a kind of contradiction. Now, to reject this claim, again, the problem is that they do not consider all the verses which are mentioned in the Quran. Who is Hadi? Who is the guide? This is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the guide. But is it against this to claim that the prophets and the imam, they also guide the people? Is it a contradiction?
No.
Of course, there is no contradiction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is God, and through his permission, the prophet and the imams can be hadi as well.
Yeah.
So it is, through the permission, through the power which is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or for example, who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala independently. But the same God says that, oh, Prophet, you are rahmatul lil alameen. So the Prophet is also a kind of rahim.
And there's no contradiction.
There is no contradiction.
And we see very, very kind-hearted people even today, like even beyond Prophet.
That's the point.
People who are kind. So this kindness with the rahmat of Allah, with the kindness of Allah, has no contradiction at all.
Exactly. So also when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge, is it alim? Is it contradictory if we call the Prophet
Someone
and
alim.
The Imams as teachers, or even our teachers in the schools?
Yeah.
So whoever has a kind of knowledge, it is a kind of blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
So the point is that these Wahhabis, with this perspective, you can claim that you are not allowed to go to any school because you need to seek knowledge directly from God. Why do you
Only
go to
he's
any school?
Alim. Yeah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the healer. Why do you go to the hospitals and
why do you refer
consume
to doctors?
Medicines? Why do you refer to doctors? So I think it's a very, crystal clear point
crystal
that Allah
clear.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala has made some ways for his rahmah to be achieved, for his knowledge to be achieved to some extent, of course.
Yeah.
So when we are addressing the Prophet and the Imam
kafiyan, as
kafi,
as
it means that they are sufficient because of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them this status and position.
True.
And they are completely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without the permission, without the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the human beings, they have no power. All people are faqir, they are poor before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the second point in answer to this doubt is that there is a very important topic answering many doubts of the Wahhabis, which they accuse Shia of committing shirk and polytheism. And that is the fact that they ignore the role of niyyah or intention in realizing the concept of shirk or polytheism. So, as I mentioned, in this dua of Faraj, in many cases, we talk about the role of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying that أَنْتَ الْمُسْتَعَانِ إِلَيْكَ الْمُشْتَكَى عَلَيْكَ الْمُحَوَّلِ. So if you ask a Shia that when you say Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, اِكْفِيَانِ فَإِنَّكُمَا كَافِيَانِ, do you mean that the Prophet and Imam Ali alayhi salam are independently sufficient for you without considering God?
No Shia will answer.
No Shia will answer positively.
True.
I mean, the same Shia, they have begun the dua by saying Ilahi, Allahumma, by repeating the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by ending this dua by saying Ya Rahman Rahimin.
Ya Rahman.
So what matters in the concept of monotheism and polytheism is intention.
Yeah.
When we say Ya Muhammad, Ya Ali, Ikfiani, no Shia has the intention of considering them as independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a very important point regarding the concept of shafa'a, regarding the concept of tawassul, and visiting the graves and so on and so forth. In all these cases, the intention matters. We do not visit the grave because we believe that they are...
this grave is going to save me.
Yeah, and independently from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
No, all of the imams, all of the prophets are completely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me just give you some examples. It's been mentioned that the second caliph, in many cases, according to both Shia and Sunni sources, he said the following, that لَوْلَا عَلِي لَهَلَكَ عُمَرْ. If it wasn't for Imam Ali alayhi salam to help the second caliph Umar would have been perished. So now the question is that, based on the standards of the Wahhabis, the second caliph has committed polytheism too.
True.
Because he is referring to a human being and he says that without him, I would have been perished.
Hello.
It's been mentioned in many Sunni sources like Ta'wil Mukhtalif al-Hadith by Ibn Qutayba, page 152, A.G. in Al-Mawaqif, volume 3, page 627, and many other cases. They may answer that no, the second caliph didn't mean that. He meant that the help of Imam Ali alayhi salam
means a lot for him.
Yeah. So we say that the same is, how do you consider the intention of the second caliph, but you do not pay attention to the intention of Shia when
True.
We say that we do not mean that.
True. So here, today we discuss about the content of this dua and the claim of Wahhabi scholars in the content of this dua about the tawassul and all. If we are seeing the attributes of Allah in Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, or his Ahlul Bayt, alayhum as-salam, or in the people around, this does not contradict with the attributes of Allah. And in fact, it reminds me of that love, the true love, is when you acquire the qualities of the one you love, actually. Mm-hmm. And if you're loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become kind like He is kind. You become very much, nice like He is nice. So if you're attributing the qualities of Allah, and if you have a prophet who are perfect and imams who are perfect human beings, if they have the qualities that Allah does have, does not contradict with the qualities of Allah,
and it actually means that they are the intermediators, and we as Shias do not depend on these intermediators independently. Even they can help us only and only with the permission of Allah. We started du'as with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ended du'as with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, for being with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.